Yes, I know, it's July, but something inside me has zoomed my heart back to the week before Christmas 2011. A usual night, on a usual drive home, when without my seeking them, they popped into my view. Like a mob with a cause, they crossed the street, their numbers hard to ignore, as following them a press pool of photographers worked to find their shot, their flashes further grabbing my attention as with every pulse of light, distracting streaks of brightness bounced across my windshield. Whatever it is, I'm in, I told myself. As with a snap decision and my neck turned, I navigated back to the point of my first seeing them. It was only one city block that I circled, 2 minutes at most. But as I passed the spot of my first sighting them, I found the streets bare and empty. So I parked my car. My investigative self kicked into gear. I had to know where to and how they vanished. Yes, the new Sherlock Holmes was on the beat, and I was determined to figure out who had kidnapped the mass gathering that had so intrigued me. The air was still and quiet as by the side of my car I stood curious, surveyed the area for any clues or willing witnesses. And being the self-appointed investigator I was, I considered myself ready to smell out any reference of foul play. Then they ripped past me, two shadowed suspects, silent and moving fast as I assumed their membership in the disappearing gang. So as any self-respecting sleuth would do, I latched onto their tail. 10 paces behind them, as without even looking at the signage or address of the building they walked into, I rushed through the same doors they entered. This is going to be epic, I convinced myself as I postured for a night of mystery and intrigue. With sweat on my brow, I settled just inside the entryway, scanned the surroundings as I chested up for my next move. Then I was further carried forward as two more mob members brushed my shoulders as they too sprinted toward what looked like the hub of it all. And as I paced into the room they went into, I was blindsided with an unexpected uppercut. At the center of it all stood Nicole, love to its fullest so apparent as all around her music was being performed by A-list musicians while children of diverse ages walked the room sharing hugs and kisses. Beautiful, young, and vibrant is the best way to describe Nicole. Yet, there was more to her than just external magnetism. She had an internal flame that was full of compassion. The kind of person some might think that with her beauty and intelligence, she could have been anywhere that evening. But there she was, directing a night of celebration at the modest little assisted living and memory care center, giving her all to share what she could to enrich the lives of the aging, forgotten, and mentally challenged. About 200 feeling individuals, and I'm not talking about the residents only, but the families and people who had chosen to do the same. My skepticism of the evening redirected as she humbly told me how she lost her mother when her mother was in her old age, how her mother lived in a retirement home, and how her mother died of cancer. How she was there the whole way, and when her mom passed, how she promised herself that she would never let a senior citizen feel unloved or alone. The very reason why she had dedicated so much of her life to the nurturing and caretaking of the elderly. I watched her as she circulated the room. I stood again curious, doing all that I could to absorb her spirit as not one resident did she ignore. In the blink of a moment, it became powerfully apparent why I was pulled to meet her. And although the adventure was not as I had previously imagined, it was so very obvious to understand the draw that had first grabbed my attention. An outcome I had not expected to experience in my quest to find the lost gathering. I want to travel the world, she told me, but in revealing her dream, she grounded it with one most solid condition, a consideration we could each borrow in navigating our own wants, needs, and dreams. That condition, only if she could give back. And as to exactly what Nicole was giving back, well, I guess I can sum it up by sharing her point of view on the aging. She calls them her living angels. So dear Nicole, as you have inspired us, so too do we pass our prayers on to you. And from us to you, may all your dreams come true.